In today's unit, we are going to leave tax behind for just a bit, and we're going to look at national insurance. Now, the national insurance we're going to look at today is the national insurance for employees. And when we move on to the business tax element of the course, then we'll look at the national insurance that a self-employed person would pay. But this is the tax for employees. So we're going to look firstly at Class 1, the employee's contribution. And then we're going to look at Class 1 for the employer. And we'll look at who pays these, how they're paid, what they're based on. And we'll also look at Class 1A. Class 1A is the national insurance that is payable on taxable benefits. So Class 1, the employee contribution first. So it's based on the gross earnings, and we'll look at how the gross earnings are calculated soon. It is paid by the employee, so this is a deduction that comes off of the employee's gross wage. And it applies to everyone who is over 16 but under the state pension age. So once you are at the state pension age, then you don't need to pay Class 1 national insurance. As I said, it's not a business expense. It's paid for by the employee. It's collected by the employer from the tax in the same way as PAYE is collected and paid over to HMRC on the employee's behalf. Class 1 for the employer, the employer's contribution. So again, this is based on the gross earnings. It's paid by the employer, so it's an expense for the employer's business. It's a tax deductible expense. We'll look at that when we do the next part of the course. And it's paid by the employer, so it's a cost to the employer. It applies to everyone over 16 years of age, but there's no upper age limit for the Class 1 employer's national insurance. And Class 1A, so these are paid on taxable benefits that are given to the employee. And again, it's paid by the employer and is an expense to the employer. So let's have a look at what gross earnings actually are, as all of these are based on gross earnings. So gross earnings include wages, salaries, overtime, commission and bonuses. So as you would expect, it's based on the money that the employee gets. It also includes the sick pay, including statutory sick pay. Gross earnings include tips allocated by the employer. So if the employer collects the tips on behalf of the employees and then allocates them out, then that forms part of the gross earnings. Equally, if the employer reimburses the employee for travel between home and work, the commuting travel, then that's included. Any mileage allowance over 45 pence a mile. Now, it's important to note here that the 10,000 mile limit doesn't apply, so it doesn't go down to 25 pence a mile. It's any mileage over that 45 pence a mile that's included in gross earnings. And vouchers if they're exchangeable for cash or goods. So if an employer gives an employee vouchers, then that's classed as part of the gross earnings if it can be exchanged for cash or goods. So what's not included in gross earnings? So benefits are not included in gross earnings. They are included in Class 1A. Tips direct from customers. So if your employee is working in a restaurant and they get a tip straight from the customer, and it doesn't go into like a tip jar, then that's not classed as gross earnings. Any business expenses, so if the employee's had to pay a business expense, a genuine business expense, and is reimbursed by the employer, the reimbursement of that expense is not included in gross earnings. And dividends are not included, they're not subject to national insurance contributions, even if it's a director or shareholder that has it in place instead of part of the salary, then it's not included.